Status: pumping extra oxygen into sleeping pod. Dean, this is your wake-up call.
Oh man, I need a water. Actually, I don't really feel that bad at all. I figured the alcohol would be harder on me after not drinking for a few decades.
Normally, yes, you'd feel like you were hit by a freight train. However, we need you to be your sharpest, so I pumped a bunch of extra oxygen into you and your team's sleeping pods.
Just more air? Does that actually work?
Most certainly. Simply put, when we drink alcohol, we become oxygen deficient. It takes 3 molecules of oxygen to metabolize 1 molecule of alcohol, which depletes the body's oxygen supply as it's metabolizing the booze. Alcohol also works to constrict the blood vessels in your head, so the oxygen at least fixes that.
Guess you're good for something after all, Cam. What's our schedule for today?
Well, during that meeting yesterday, Marlo made it very clear that we're part of her special team. The other crews left for their daily mission about 15 minutes ago. You're to report to the atrium to receive whatever unique briefing the Overseer has in store for us.
And I'm guessing you have no idea what she wants.
Not a clue. Sorry, buddy.
Well, let's get the day started then. Guys, time to get up. We've got to go meet the Overseer.
What we got to see her for?
We were picked for some kind of special assignment. She pulled me into her office yesterday after we got back to chat about it.
Chat about it? You mess around with Marlo? That why you look like a deer in the headlights coming down?
Not in his craziest dreams would that happen. Dean ain't pulling that.
I don't think I'm her type, boys.
Ooh, you mean she like her man with a little more melanin in their skin?
I'm sure us each having multiple felonies doesn't help our case. Probably got some corny-ass congressman's kid back home waiting in some sleeping pod for her to get back. Speaking of useless white boys, Cadwell, get up!
Bad. Morning, boys. I feel great. Dean, wasn't so sure before, but you were right to go after that ship.
Show King who's boss and got a sick dinner out of it? You might have been right.
Ah, 119. Thanks for adjusting your schedule for this. I know that getting into a routine is important, but you all seem to be willing to be adaptable.
Well, we're here. What's all this about?
After reviewing the logs of your response to the 118 tragedy, and then after the team lead of 117, what was his name again?
King.
That's it. When King notified me of the electrical failure when on the tide line and your all's willingness to help, it gave me all the reason I needed to pick you up for this special assignment. When you were out assisting 117, did you see any strange blasts off in the distance, away from the tide line?
Nothing comes to mind. We wasn't really focused on anything but the task at hand.
That's what makes you special. The mission always comes first.
Thanks, I guess.
Our records indicate that there was an explosion about 5 clicks from your location. Only would have been visible to you if you were looking in that direction. We believe that this was one of the scout ships from our cartographic missions.
What do you mean, cartographic missions? I thought you said we were the first ones out here.
Basically, before sending the teams up for a reformation abroad, scout teams were sent into space to ensure that our mission could be completed. They'd map out our course, run a few tests as to how the mission would be completed, and the effectiveness of shooting containment crates into XTE-499. I think I mentioned this during your initial mission briefing. The name of that ship was the Abario, which was cleared out and decommissioned after the mission completion.
And you think that ship was what exploded on the tide line?
All signs point to yes. It was dragged over the tide line, combusted, and went through the black hole. This was not the only scout ship that we had, however. Mapping out the tide line was a two-team job. The other scout ship we used was called the Causeway.
If the teams were cleared off the ships and the vessels were decommissioned, what's the value in them?
Those ships contain valuable government technology that we'd rather not see go into oblivion, or whatever's on the other side of XTE. Additionally, our preliminary scans show that the Causeway has one more containment crate that needs to be dragged over the tide line.
And you want us to journey out there to be the ones who drag it out.
Am I wrong in thinking that you're the best for the job?
Nah, just getting there. Making sure that the gravity anchors are steady, getting the cargo unlatched, and then pulled out of there. It's a lot for one team.
My thoughts exactly. So I've selected another team to go with you.
Good morning, Overseer.
King! Thanks for getting your crew in order for this. You've already been briefed on how your team will assist 119?
Everything is crystal clear, miss.
I knew I could count on you two. I'd imagine you've met Dean, 119's team lead?
Just briefly acquainted. Good to see you under less dire circumstances.
Same to you.
I'll upload all of the pertinent information on your CAM systems. I'll chat with you when you set up the communications array. Until then, believe in yourselves and believe in the mission.
Now entering common space.
Oh, no way. We shouldn't even be in this mess to begin with. Going after that ship was a total mistake.
And now we got this stupid assignment with King. The one person we're supposed to avoid, of all people, him!
Look, I know that this isn't what we expected, but we have to stick together here, guys.
Oh, we're gonna stick together, all right. Right up to the point where King breaks every bone in our bodies.
Well, we need to make sure we don't kill each other before he gets the chance. If we stick together and stick to the plan, we'll all get out of this okay.
Oh, glad you're so sure.
And then what about the Kowalski message? Talking about how something wasn't adding up with the Geiger counters not clicking near the containers. About an overthrow of their last ship.
I ain't never been a part of or seen a riot. But some of the old heads back in Illinois told me about some they was in back in the 90s. Wild stuff, man. Taking hostages, beating up wardens. Only made things worse in the end.
So you're saying this stuff just happens and we should go along with it?
I don't trust anything that's got to do with this whole situation. But we just gotta hold it down, take care of this plan, and get home sooner.
What's our plan, anyway?
From the updates that Marlow forwarded to me, our mission is supposed to start with safely landing our pod into the hangar. After landing in the hangar, we'll head up through the maintenance halls to turn on the backup power generators. After powering up, we'll need to download a diagnostics report and set up a comm beacon to send back the findings to Marlow.
Sounds like we're doing all of the work. What's King supposed to do while we're doing all that?
Well, my understanding is that his team is in charge of stabilizing the anchors and unloading the lone shipping container for us to drag, assuming he plays nice.
I don't like those chances. He's going to try to kill us as soon as we arrive.
Surely he knows what would happen when we get back to the Essential. Marlow's not going to let that fly.
If we're out of the way before signaling back to Marlow, he could say whatever he wants if he's the only one left when the comm systems go live.
We'll be dead before we get to set up that beacon.
I mean, we've all been in scraps before. Couldn't we fight back?
You ain't seen what we seen. Unless you got something to even the odds, we're better off avoiding him altogether. If he catches us in the hangar...
Unless we aren't in the hangar when he gets here.
What do you mean? He left before we did.
If we don't get to the causeway before King does, we're all toast. Cam, if we were to get aggressive in our flight route, how much earlier could we arrive at the hangar before King?
Dean, I really don't think we should be pressing this pod to those kind of limits.
How much time?
Assuming that King doesn't choose to get aggressive with his flight line, an hour tops.
We'll have to be organized. Every second counts.
I guess that's the only shot we got.
We could just turn around and head back to Marlow and tell the truth.
Trying to tell the truth to Marlow after she lied to us about what happened on the Abario? I don't think so.
Dean, look, maybe it wouldn't be so bad just to cut bait here.
Donnie, let this horse run.
Guys, I really don't think this is a good idea!
All right, y'all, we bought ourselves some time. Let's get after it. Donnie, you'll head to the comms room to prepare the logistics and upload back to Marlow. Pierre, you need to head down to the maintenance hall to the engine room. We need to find a way to get the auxiliary power back up. Cadwell, you're with me. We're heading down to the hold to take care of King's share of the workload so he can't screw us over. Daylight's wasting, boys. Let's go.
Dean, I'm picking up a signal from what has to be King's CAM system. They're less than an hour away. It won't be easy, but if everything goes smoothly, you should be able to get out of here just before King lands. You better get after it.
Cadwell, give me a hand with this door.
Yeah, no problem.
So this is the underbelly, huh?
And you're in the right place. The causeway's file shows the anchoring mechanism is just up to your right. You can override it manually, or you can wait for the power to be turned on.
Whichever one's gonna be faster. Pierre, come in.
I've made it to what seems to be the engine room. Things down here still seem to be in good order. They even left some tools.
You'll need those to get the power back running, but be careful, Pierre. If they have a fusion splicer down there, it could seriously harm you if you touch it improperly.
How do I know what that is?
It should be a handheld tool that kind of looks like a metal wishbone. About a foot long.
Aha! I found it.
Cam, did you say that thing is dangerous?
It'd almost certainly be lethal if the prongs catch you, yes.
Yeah, you mean if it catches King?
I like the sound of that. That may have just given us a backup plan.
Dean, I think I found something else.
Another splicer?
It's another one of those USB drives. Like the one from the Barrio.
See if you can upload it and play it over our comms.
Uploading now.
This is Kowalski. I was able to get in one of the final pods to get out of the Abario. I had nowhere else to go, so I left a distress beacon on that godforsaken craft and headed over to the Causeway. I thought the Causeway's crew would believe me when I told them what went on. How the prisoners found out what was going to happen to them after the mission was complete and tried to overthrow the ship. The Causeway guys told me that even if what I was saying was true, no one would believe me. The ship is being decommissioned soon, and everyone is supposed to be picked up by transport pods and sent back to the Streamliner. I just hope they don't forget about me down here in the engine room. I'll leave another recording near the hangar if I get to the extraction point. Kowalski out.
What the hell is going on here? First him being suspicious about the Arbario cargo, to him going on about what would happen to the prisoners after mission completion. It isn't adding up right to me.
At least we know that these things have escape pods. Could come in handy if things go south with King and his crew.
The tower power's back on.
Good stuff, team. Cadwell, we should be able to start up the stabilization process of the cargo anchors and then go unlatch the last containment car.
Guys, we're having some issues with the communications beacon.
What's the problem?
It ain't communicating.
Damn. All right, keep at it. Worst case scenario, we upload the data to a drive and then give it to Marlow when we get back to base.
That's gonna take longer than we need it to.
We'll improvise if necessary. Cadwell, we've got to get over to that cargo bay. How are the anchors looking?
They seem stable at the moment. Not perfect, but materially, it'll work.
Okay, let's get to unlatching.
Dean?
1 second, Cam. Donnie, status on the upload?
I got the data uploaded. Still no luck with the beacon. Hold on.
Aw, yeah, we in business now. It's showing some life. I'll try to send it back to the Essential. Gonna take a minute.
Just make sure it doesn't take any longer than that. We found the last remaining cargo container. Cadwell, can you find a way to unlatch it so we can load it up and get the hell out of here?
Let me see. Seems like this lever here should do the... Dean!
I said 1 second, Cam. Is it stuck? Shouldn't it be easier than this with the power back on?
You think that? But this one is a bit jammed for some reason. If we had some help, we could get it unstuck, I bet.
Good thinking. Donnie, Pierre, the upload should complete on its own if no one disturbs it. As long as we keep the power on, the Essential will receive all the information they need. Get down here to the cargo bay and help us out.
On the way.
Come in, Pierre. Pete. Oh, no.
There goes the power.
Is the power out for everyone? Donnie, Pierre, can y'all hear me?
Dark as hell over here. I got my helmet light on to lead me. It's safe to say that beacon ain't sending a thing back to base.
Pierre, you there?
Ah!
Dean, it's urgent!
Cam, I think we've got bigger problems right now, unless you have a way to get this power on and get us out of here.
No, that isn't it!
Hey! Look at this! The power outage must have disabled the lock on the release mechanism for the container crate. Oh, it's good to grab now.
That's at least one piece of good news. All right, Cam, what is it?
I was trying to tell you! It's King! He's here!
You've listened to Reformation Abroad, proudly produced by Stoveleg Media. Be sure to like Reformation Abroad on Facebook, and if you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. Your reviews and your support will help get this show to a second season of production.